It's time to fix your home. It's time for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zealand Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group, with your building expert, Mark Vandenbosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything you need for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC.
Welcome to the At Home Show. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you today. And I got to tell you, it's been a while since I've been live on the show. And it is good to be back with you talking all things building products and the housing industry, which I am so in love with. This kind of sounds cheesy, but I do enjoy the industry. And it is pretty cool to be part of helping people create memories by enhancing the spaces that they live and work and go to school, and so it's fun. So, and ultimately today we're going to continue talking about projects, which is something that we specialize in over at Zealand Lumber and Supply, and we specialize in projects beyond just the lumber and the framing components. It's all those other building products that go into creating space in the home, from the interior of the home, which we've talked a lot in the past, to the exterior of the home, which in the last couple of weeks, we've done some reruns on windows as well as decking. And today we're going to talk specifically on the exterior cladding, some people call it. That term is maybe not used all the time, but most people know it as just siding. And so today we're going to talk about all the different types of siding that are out there, and then specifically focus on the James Hardy fiber cement siding. And along with us today is Alan from James Hardy. Alan, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show.
Mark, thanks so much for having me again. Enjoy our partnership with Zealand Lumber and excited to be here, so thank you.
So before we go on, some housekeeping here. 395-1450. Love to have you call in with a question or a comment on today's show, as well as you can email questions to Mark via Zealand Lumber and Supply, ZealandLumber.com. That's MarkV@ZealandLumber.com. And we will air your question on the air. So before that, you know, before we start and jump into the topic of today, a lot of stuff happened over the weekend with Memorial Day holiday, and I know there are parades here in our backyard. Well, one thing that's starting in Grand Rapids is the Parade of Homes. That's ultimately going to start here in a few weeks along the lakeshore. But, yeah, great opportunity to see what's happening even firsthand in the housing sector. And Alan, you've seen some of those homes in the Grand Rapids area and have talked with some of the builders that have put those homes up. A lot of fun things happening out there right now.
Absolutely. No, this is a great opportunity for Grand Rapids, great opportunity for the state of Michigan across the board. The construction industry is back, as they would say, and it's exciting for the economy and exciting to see the things growing and booming, right? So houses are selling, houses are being built. Make sure you get out, support your HBA, support the builders, the economy. Go check out the homes. Go see some different dreams and memories, as you were saying. Make sure you get out. And then obviously we have the Lakeshore and the Holland one coming up here very soon. Make sure you get out and support your local community and your local builders for sure.
So today's topic, you know, we're talking about siding, James Hardy. And I thought it would be kind of fun to do kind of a point-counterpoint type discussion, James. You know, I would wear the hat of the consumer and maybe raise some concerns as far as siding, and I'm maybe considering some different types of cladding to put on my home in a renovation type scenario. You obviously wearing the James Hardy jersey could give like a counterpoint to some of the hurdles or challenges that I see. But why don't you talk in general before we do that about just what are some of the different options that the consumer has in today's building climate?
No, that's good. So from a siding standpoint, the most common one used, of course, in the market right now is vinyl, right, Mark? 60 to 70% of the market goes that way just from a price standpoint. You know, you've got your wood, you've got your cedar, you've got your OSB, you've got aluminum, which is very rarely used. And then you've got Hardy, James Hardy cement siding. We've kind of gone the direction. We want to give you the wood look. But get the low maintenance of cement. And our focus is around durability. It's around aesthetic value because that's important to everybody, as well as low maintenance. We want to focus on those three components of our siding.
So as a consumer, I might be considering replacing siding, or in some cases I'm building a home and I'm considering the different you know, the alternatives that are out there. Talk a little bit about James Hardie and why it's become more and more of a relevant option in the marketplace.
Yeah, we've done a good job. One of the biggest things I would say is as we experienced this last year with a very harsh winter, people are looking at options that perform in the climates that they're living in or running into. And with this harsh winter and the snow and the freeze thaw, and I was just talking to a gentleman up in Traverse City, they had snow 2 weeks ago. And, it's something we're experiencing in this day and age. So one of the big things Hardie has done is they've created a product that's engineered just for your climate. So the dimensional stability of our product performs in all weather elements specific to the Midwest, which is important for Michigan here. A little bit different than Atlanta, Georgia, or Florida, obviously. So we want a product that performs. But the other thing is we've just done a really good job of getting a variety of options from shake to board and batten to lap siding to trim fascia soffit, giving you a full exterior that can perform all at the same value and the same low maintenance, but giving that aesthetic difference or that different look than other options out there.
Right. So I hear that you have all of the options that I need, including the trim and the lap siding. And for the purposes of our conversation today, I want to focus on the lap portion of the home. And I'm wondering, my wife has a discerning eye, right? I mean, she wants to have a specific exposure. With vinyl, we can get a 4-inch exposure or a 5-inch exposure. But really, she's wanting to get something a little bit larger, like a 6-inch or a 7-inch exposure. Is that something that you can, first of all, tell our client what maybe exposure means, maybe describe that, but then also talk about the flexibility of the product that we're talking about today?
No, it's a good question. So exposure is what physically you see with the overlap of the product, so what you're actually seeing of the different laps. And yes, Hardie has done a really good job of offering a 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8-inch exposure option. And we do want to offer that to the variety of the customers. And we do have different options that we can certainly have a discussion, not only with your wife, but other customers to make sure they have that look that they're going for and wanting.
Right. Now, when I install that product, how is it fastened to the wall? Do I see all of the nails with a, let's just say that she wants a 6-inch exposure. Do I see the nails when I install that product on the wall?
No, that's a great question, because all hard sidings, you are going to see certain things with laps. You're going to see different seams, different joints, things like that. But we want to make sure aesthetically it is the best look possible. So our system that we've created with most of our products is a blind nail fastening. So everything is installed and then overlapped over the fastening options. So everything is, in essence, concealed from the exterior, giving that aesthetic beauty that a woman is wanting on her home.
Right. So color is an important thing, as well as length. I want to talk about the seams on the sides. And the technology that your product brings to the market, I think, is uncommon. We're going to talk about that after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about exterior siding. And specifically today, we're talking about James Hardie fiber cement, which, you know, 10 years ago, it was a relatively new term and a relatively new brand, not only across the United States, but in the West Michigan area. But it's a product that has really exploded across the country, not only in the residential arena, but also in commercial. You see a lot of the product being installed on schools that are being built, on apartments, on condo projects, assisted living projects. I mean, the use of the product has really gained a lot of momentum, and it's really commonplace in the building industry today. We've got Alan from James Hardie with us, and we're having this discussion about, you know, what really makes this product a strong product and something that should be considered really in any project that's being done that has something to do with the cladding of a home. Alan, I'd like to take us back to the pre-break. You had made a comment about
your Hardy Zone 5 product. You create a product that really performs in the environment which it's installed. And that's something that we've talked a lot about on this show over the years, and that is the fact that if you are building and installing windows or doors or really any type of building product, it's so important to understand the elements, the environment in which that product is being installed, because there's a direct correlation to how that product performs.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head, Mark, in that perspective, because in the north here, or in the Midwest, we have to be concerned about what we call freeze thaw, or the snow and the ice and the different effects of the weather. And you need a product that performs. And it doesn't matter if you're talking windows, you're talking roofing, you're talking siding, you're talking decking. Decking is a key component. Everything has to be concerned of the thermal contraction expansion. Everything has to be concerned of the freeze thaw aspect and how the product's going to perform. So with Hardy, we did a lot of research. We, on average, spend about $20 to $30 million a year in innovation, research, and development. And we're constantly innovating our product on a regular basis. And the last innovation that we did about 6-7 years ago was Engineering for Climate. We broke out the entire United States into 10 zones of where weather is affected in each zone. And realizing that we didn't want to have 10 different products for the United States, we clumped in 1 through 5, and that's where HC5 came into place, and 6 through 10, and that's where HC10 came into place. But the biggest difference, obviously, up in the north here is that freeze thaw, that water management that needs to take place. So if you have water that is trapped in your product and it freezes, that's where the dimensional stability, the delamination, the effects of the product can take place. And that, like, again, going back to decking or windows or siding, anything across the board, that can get affected. So we created a water management system with our siding. We changed the profile of it. So those that have seen our product in the past and now currently have seen it, we have two different drip edge methods on our product to help that. And we've just done some different additives that have made it so it's dimensionally stable and performs properly in this weather.
395-1450 is our number, 395-1450, if you have any questions or comments on today's topic. Alan, I'd like to move into the component that really gets a lot of people excited, and that's the whole maintenance aspect of it. And when you have a product that it's painted on the exterior, there's a little bit of uncertainty involved in that. Help ease my mind and our consumer's mind into what you guys are doing specifically in relation to the color component of the siding.
Yeah, so the hesitation or the comment that I get quite frequently is, oh, I'm going to have to repaint my siding. And I can understand that because this day and age, we're all busy. We're all doing multiple things, right? And as we're going into a busy weekend that everybody hopefully can get some relaxation tied into as well. But painting is a concern, and so we decided to bring painting in-house, Mark. And, you know, Zeeland has done a great job of partnering with us with promoting our Color Plus option. But Color Plus, really what we did is we created a paint process where, we created our own paint. We've partnered with Valspar. Valspar creates our pixels and our resins, and we formulate our own paint because when you're dealing with a hard siding, it's very important to have a paint that bonds properly to the cement. And cement, wood, PVC, aluminum, vinyl, all those different things perform differently in the elements. And we realize that cement is one of those things that performs differently. We need a paint that performs with the cement. So we create our own paint. We bake it into our products. We actually have it actually in the product itself. It's not considered a top-coated system. But with that, we were able to put a very phenomenal warranty on our paint process, which is 15 years, and we cover the paint and the labor of that product. That, to me, means a lot because it's one thing to have a really good paint warranty. It's another thing if I know I'm getting a can of paint handed to me and I need to figure out how to get it back on the house, right? So that labor part of it is a very big process of our paint warranty. But then the other thing I like to mention to people is we put a 15-year warranty going across the entire United States. Arizona heat and affected on weather is a little bit different than Michigan, right? So realistically, I have no problem having the conversation with people in Michigan environment that 18 to 20 years realistically is a good option to keep in mind that you don't have to repaint your house for that period of time. But we're warranting it 15 years against chipping, cracking, peeling, and excessive fade.
Now, do you have a range of colors that are available for the consumer, or is it limited to maybe the 5 or 10 earth tone colors that the listeners probably are used to.
No, that's a great great comment, Mark, because women is important to have all different varieties and colors, and design is a big part of this day and age, setting your house apart, right? So we've opened up 23 colors, and very new to the market. Hopefully in the near future, we're going to be offering some new colors, which Mark has a surprise on his face, so we'll be having a conversation about that over the next 5-6 months. But yes, we're continuing to innovate our palette of colors. Right now we have 23 that pretty much hits the broad spectrum of all the major colors you'd want with your grays, your blues, your earth tones, your creams, your yellows, everything along those lines. So,
right. The one thing that's constant is change, right?
Absolutely.
And I know that when you guys came out with a Color Plus, you had a limited maybe 18 colors or so, up to 23 now. And you mentioned, hey, it could be up over 23 to 25 to 30 colors here in the next 6 to 8 months.
Yes, so we'll give some more information very soon, but sounds like we're going to be taking a couple of the colors we're not selling away, but we're going to be adding some additional colors, more focused around the grays and blues, which are extremely popular right now.
All right, well, we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back talking James Hardy Siding with you all. Stay with us for the final segment. Welcome back to the At Home Show, our final segment here on this beautiful Friday, Memorial Day weekend. And we're having a lot of fun talking about exterior siding with Alan from James Hardy Fiber Cement. We had an email during the break from Jim that was talking about the wood grain versus smooth. Is the product available in a smooth lap profile? And is it have the same Color Plus type technology that can be put on it?
No, that is a great question. Thanks for emailing in, Jim. We appreciate it. Yes, all of our product is available in the Color Plus option across the board, and we do offer a smooth look as well as a textured, as well as we have a cedar mill beaded to give that old historical look that was in the past. And all of those options across the board are available in our Color Plus option because we want to make sure that offering is available because we believe in our Color Plus.
You know, our listeners might be listening and thinking, okay, great. You got a product. It's pre-finished. I can pick it in one of 23 different colors. But how do I get it on the wall without it having a lot of scratches? The nail holes, I know there's some hidden fasteners, but invariably you're going to have some of that going on. But how do you get on the wall and not have to top coat the entire siding?
No, that's a great point, Mark. A couple things. One, by creating our own paint, we create an industrial coating. That industrial coating is actually scratch resistant, so you can take your fingers and nails and scratch on it, and it doesn't affect it. But more importantly, what we've done is we've got experts. We're one of the only exterior companies and one of the only companies out there from a construction standpoint that has a focused staff on just installation. So we've got trained individuals that their job purely is to be out there reassuring the quality, the control, making sure guys feel comfortable installing it. If you're listening, you're a builder right now, and that's something you're interested in, feel free to reach out to Zealand Lumber, Mark Vandenbosch, and make sure that you get that on the books, and we'll definitely take care of you. But also the other thing that we've done is every one of our Color Plus products that goes out of the plant gets a sealed slip. A plastic sealed slip that gets put on between each layer. So when the guy's pulling off a piece off the top piece, it's hitting that slip. It's not directly hitting the product. So it's a protective covering. And a lot of guys will install that and then peel it off the wall so they get that protection of cut dust. They get the protection of scratching. And it looks brand new when it's on the wall.
Is there anything in terms of touch-up that you offer?
Absolutely. We do offer touch-up kits specific to our paint. They're quick dry. That's where we can touch up the cut ends. We can touch up if we do for some reason have a face nail or if there is a small ding on a board. We have created a touch-up kit that the sheen is matched. That's the key important. The reason we don't sell a tremendous amount of our paint, a lot of our builders ask for that, is because we don't want them to paint a tremendous amount of area on the product, because with a baked-on finish, you're going to have a different look or a different sheen than just a normal air-curated or sprayed or painted option on your wall. So we do have touch-up kits. We've matched the sheen from an air-curing dry, and it matches the color very, very well. So we can get that clean look if there is any touch-ups.
You know, Alan, as we look to wrap up the conversation, you know, I want to bring up the whole idea of investment, right? And there is a little bit more of an investment with putting on a product like James Hardie Fiber Cement than just putting on a normal traditional vinyl siding. Talk about why that's a good play and give our consumers kind of some feedback to why you think that that's the case.
No, that's a good point. So a lot of times siding is looked at more as a want than a need, or if there's an issue where you're starting to affect the actual substrate of the house where you're forced to do it. But in most cases, a want or need. So we're all looking still to spend our money valuably and put it in the right spots. And reassurance, we've partnered with Remodelers Magazine. They do an analysis cost versus value report every year. In the last 8 years in a row, we've been the number one return on investment on anything you can do on your house across the board, whether it be remodeling your kitchen, remodeling your bathroom, remodeling your living room, you name it. And a couple things go into play with that. One, you have a warranty that's transferable. That's important. So there's a lot of people that are looking to update their home to sell it. There's a lot of people that have bought their home, want to update it to make it their own, or there's people that are just looking to update it because they want to stay in the next 10, 15 years and have a low-maintenance, nice option. Maybe they retire in or just have something good. So that return on investment, the transferable warranty, and it is the first thing that you see on your house. It's the first thing when family pulls up, friends pull up. Aesthetically, it offers that option. So return on investment is a big key point of our product.
Now, where are some resources that the listener can go to in terms of websites to find more information about the product and how it can be a solution to a need out there in today's world?
Absolutely. JamesHardie.com is a great website. It has a lot of tools, has a lot of design technology on it. You can actually go on there and add colors and different siding options to specific homes and kind of pick out a home that's similar to yourself. And we have a technology on there. You can actually put colors and different sidings on to kind of drum up and see what an idea your house would look like. Also, it has a lot of research on there in regards to the return on your investment, the color options, the product availability. Also, any major questions you might have as a homeowner or a builder are on there as well, available for homeowners.
Well, it's been a good discussion today, and I appreciate you coming on the show. It's a great option, whether you're just doing a front of a home, whether you're doing a complete wrap, whether it's new or existing. James Hardie has the whole entire wrap option for you, whether it's lap, trim, board and batten, shake, and then you can enhance it by throwing color on it. You know, thanks for being on the show, Alan.
Thanks for having me, Mark. Greatly appreciate it, and thank you, Zealand Lumber, for your time.
And thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week on the At Home Show. Have a safe and happy weekend, everyone. So long.
Thanks for joining us for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zealand Lumber and Supply and the Lighthouse Group on 1450 WHTC. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to WHTC.com and join us next week for the At Home Show on 1450 WHTC.